Hey guys, before we jump into today's episode, I want to thank Podcorn for sponsoring this episode. My team uses Podcorn for podcast sponsorships, which helps to keep this podcast running. It's a great platform for podcasters to work directly with brands via Podcorn's marketplace, ensuring quality, transparency, and creative freedom. To learn more about Podcorn, check out the link in my show's notes. So this week, let's dive into codependency. I think we're kind of on a little kick here with codependency, and I want to keep riding on that train because I think that it does take some time, some practice to be able to really heal from that kind of stuff. You know, one of the reasons why I created my 9-week course was because you have to know your own emotional wounds. You have to know what happened in my past that caused me to have this wound that allows me to have these triggers. So the triggers could be, you know, a wound could be a fear of abandonment, a shame wound, violation wound. I mean, I go on and on and on in this program on each type of emotional wound. So as you learn about each one, you will definitely recognize, is that me? But codependency has a lot of different wounds within it. And so let's start really focusing on, why are we still stuck? Why are we not healing from codependency? So I think the first thing is you kind of have to understand codependency and how it really pertains to you. Every codependent person is completely different. And what is your drink of choice, so to speak? So what are the things within codependency that you tend to do the most? Now, if you are also an empath and codependent or possibly highly sensitive, then again, that's going to play a factor on what kind of a codependent are you. Are you a codependent who sometimes will mistaken feeling sorry for people for loving people? And this is something that I know I struggled with a lot in the past, was almost like having pity for someone and feeling bad for them because of what they're going through and not wanting to see them suffer, that I would just take it upon myself to come in and try to like save the day. So if that is kind of your drink of choice or your flavor that you like to indulge in, then chances are you like to rescue people. You like to find the lost little puppy and just take it home, and your problems are my problems and I'm going to help you overcome what it is that you're going through. And helping others, especially people that we really love and care for, is normal. It's what makes you a human being, that you have that amount of empathy, that you see someone suffering and you want to help them. Where it becomes unhealthy is when you're doing too much for someone that, number one, didn't ask for the help, and number two, doesn't value the help. And even if they really valued your help, there still has to come a point where you ask yourself, should I be doing this right now? Is it good for me? And what I mean by that is you can't constantly be giving and giving to someone else when you're not giving to yourself. So when you know, I really want to help you, but right now is not a good time because I need to do something for myself in order to take care of myself, that's you loving yourself. That's you putting yourself before someone else. Are there going to be times when you don't do that? Absolutely. If you're a parent, chances are you're going to put your child's needs ahead of your own. That's a different example than you putting someone else's needs, your girlfriend, your partner, always before yourself. If you are still struggling with codependency, then what happens is maybe you are the person that goes above and beyond in terms of helping someone. You know, not only are your problems my problems, but I want to go so above and beyond to help you, because if I do, then in my mind, that's going to secure your love for me. You're never going to leave me because you're going to need me, because I do all of this for you. And not only do I do it for you, but I do it really well. Or maybe I'm going above and beyond because I want to get a validation, I want to get praise, I want to get love, I want to get that admiration from you. And again, a lot of these things are done unconsciously. The only way that you can really start healing is if you know, number one, when you do certain things. So you have to know, you know, understand what codependency is for you and what you do often and why do you do those things. And once you really know that, then you can kind of stop yourself before you begin indulging in those habitual things. And hey, look, at the end of the day, if you don't stop yourself and you are
you know, just going on autopilot and you do something, if after the fact you can recognize it, then that's great. You're still going to learn the lesson, because not every single time, you're not going to be mindful 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life. There's going to be times where that old programming is going to want to come forward, and it's going to, and you're not going to be mindful, and you're going to do something that the old you would have done, the old codependent person would have done. And that's totally fine, as long as after the fact you can recognize it, not beat yourself up because you didn't do something the way you wanted to do it, but just acknowledge, okay, I did that, and next time I'm going to be mindful, and I'm going to ask myself questions before I just start doing things. Now, the next thing, and this is something that I think I struggled with for a lot, probably in my childhood or teen years, was feeling responsible for other people's moods and how they felt. So because I'm an empath, it would always affect me more deeply if someone was going through something. So if they were upset, if they were sad, if they were frustrated, whatever it was, I felt uncomfortable with those feelings, and I wasn't taught how to just allow people to feel what they wanted to feel. No one taught me how to be an empath and how to be able to deal with those things. No one also taught me how to just honestly remove myself from a situation if something was overwhelming for me. But that maybe empath, maybe even possibly ego of wanting to control others to get them out of a space was something that I really struggled with. And that is something that is definitely a sign of codependency. And so you kind of have to learn, what are your triggers? What causes you to feel codependent? And why are you codependent? Is it fear of abandonment? Is it wanting to be loved? Is it wanting to control everything? A lot of the times codependents have really poor boundaries. So you feel guilty sometimes for speaking up for yourself. Or you almost feel obligated just to do things for others when they don't ask, they don't value you, they don't respect you, they don't want help, they want to sit in their own mucky water perhaps. So those are also examples of codependency.
Today's sponsor is Hero Cosmetics. They sent us over the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. I actually had a huge monster pimple last night, so I stuck on a Mighty Patch original overnight, and in the morning, the pimple was totally flat. So that is very cool. If you want to try the Mighty Patch for yourself, you can use code HEAL15 for 15% off at herocosmetics.com.
If you struggle with saying no, that wasn't really something that I struggled with personally, but I know a lot of codependents really struggle with that. They feel guilty for saying no because they feel that obligation to do things for other people, because maybe they fear, you know, what are they going to think of me? Maybe they'll think I'm not a nice person. Maybe they'll abandon me. Maybe they'll reject me. Maybe they won't be okay with me. But your only job is sitting in the space of someone not being okay with you. It's not really as uncomfortable as people make it out to be. A lot of the times, the stories that you tell yourself, if you start breaking down all of these stories, you start to kind of realize that these stories aren't even true and you don't actually even believe them. They're just stories that you've told yourself for so long that you think you believe them. But if you start to break them down, they really have no strength. So not saying something because you fear someone will reject you, if you broke that down, why is that a bad thing? Because someone gets upset with you, that's something that maybe you feel or you've told yourself time and time again that you can't handle, you absolutely can handle it. Anyone that really loves you, while they might be upset because maybe they didn't get their way or you're not helping them or you said no, that's totally fine if they feel that way. But those are their feelings, and that's their responsibility to move themselves out of those feelings and understand why are they feeling that. That has nothing to do with you. That has to do with the other person. So if someone really loves and respects you and you say no, then you're going to really see who someone is. So that's why I always say, not feeling guilty for saying no, telling people what you think and how you feel and what you need. Those are all things that you have to do so you can see who are really the people that I surround myself with. So boundaries are extremely important in codependency, and I mean, many things are important, but a lot of the reasons when people get stuck, it's because they don't slow down their life to recognize, okay, when am I being codependent? What type of codependent am I? And let me slow down my life. Let me slow down my interactions with people and figuring out who in your life are you the most codependent with, and in what way? So that way, when you do have interactions with those people, you slow things down to make sure that you're staying very in tune with what you think and how you feel and what you need and what is just habitually trying to come up, and what are you just naturally wanting to do for someone, and asking yourself, should I do this? Why am I doing this? Really asking yourself those questions, because the problem is you don't have a real deep connection with yourself. So learning how to have a sense of self and really be connected to your thoughts and your heart space and what it is that you need every single day is where you begin to start to heal codependency. And also breaking down all of the stories that you tell yourself day in and day out as to why you're doing something, and giving yourself justification for going above and beyond, for recognizing, okay, I'm getting kind of knee deep in someone else's problems and it doesn't have anything to do with me, and I need to take a step back and let that person figure that out for themselves. That's where you start to really heal, is you have to do the day-to-day work. You have to slow down your life, you have to slow down your mind, you have to start having that connection with yourself. So wanting to know what you think and how you feel, and having that deep connection with yourself, I mean, that's essential. That's the only way you're gonna start being able to heal from this and really start feeling better. So allow yourself time to really work on this stuff. This stuff takes a while because you're trying to reprogram something. So it has just become habitual or robot-like for you to do certain things, think a certain way. And in order to really heal and change and get better, get healthier, you have to take the time every single day to take those little steps. So make it a point to spend time every day to be more connected to yourself. Take care of yourself every single day. So what do I need today that's going to allow me to take care of myself either mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or physically? You should be taking care of at least one part every single day. Resist the urge to try to fix people, to control people, to save the little lost puppy, because none of that is your responsibility. You can help people, but you have to be able to recognize, okay, when do I have to stop now? Because why am I feeling the need to keep going and going? Because you're not being a good friend, a good family member, a good partner if you don't allow people to fall and to do things for themselves. The last thing is, and I say it all the time, affirmations, affirmations, affirmations. If you don't like affirmations, if you don't want to look in a mirror and say, I love myself, that's totally fine, although I think you should. But guided meditations, you need to always be feeding your mind so you can feed yourself good stuff, so you can begin to really heal yourself and feel good and make yourself a priority. That's all essential work. So it's not just like one thing, it's a lot of little things that you're gonna do every single day so you can become more whole and healthy.